Let everyone be on their feet. Can we go to Psalms? Psalms 1. Keep going, please. There's a chord you are playing, this man. I mean, there's a way you are playing that is really... helping. Psalms 1. Can we all read together? Are we ready? Amen. 1, 2, ready, go. We'll read the whole chapter. And please read loud. Let the person beside you hear your voice. Hear yourself. Let the person beside you hear your voice. Please be on your feet. Yeah. Are we ready? 1, 2, ready, go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Lord, doth he meditate day and night. Please, Habakkuk, change it to NKJV. Thank you. Verse 3. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever it does, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Just chapter 1. Amen. Except you want us to read the whole of Psalms today. God is good, right? You know, I wanted to know that you are... Can you hear me very well? Seems there's something in my throat. No, I really count you very privileged to be a part of what God is doing on the surface of the earth. And you should always congratulate yourself that you are part of what God is doing. Can you all hear me? You know, maybe every morning just wake up, look into any kind of mirror. I don't know which type of mirror you have, whether it's small one or big one. And always congratulate yourself that you are part of what God is doing. And I really count it a rare privilege to be a part of what God is doing in your life. Amen. Amen. Let's have a seat. Can you help me appreciate the Light Army? They were not ready for the name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's their name. I think some people are still contemplating whether there's a definite this thing in front of it, the Light Army or Light Army. Don't worry, before the end of April, let us know whether there's D in front of it. This. Please let me appreciate Light Army again. Also, please help appreciate the prayer team. They don't have a name. The prayer, I'll be a phase, is there a name for prayer team? the Shekinah team, or the burning flames. Sins of Issachar. I'm giving you ideas. Sins of Issachar. Burning flames. Shekinah team. I'm giving you guys ideas. But don't worry, if you're fine with prayer team, is as powerful as Abike, you want to give them a name? I know you're raising up your hand. Amen. Can you welcome someone beside you? Say, you're welcome. You didn't say anything now. Say, you're welcome. Say, I'm happy to see you. Nah, everyone is not talking. Say to the next person. Look at them in the face. Eyeball to eyeball. Who are you looking at? You know, you go and pick someone. Go and pick someone. So that we are pick. Pick someone now. Pick. Have you picked someone? You have not picked someone. You are smiling. Huh? Have you picked someone? If you don't have someone, raise up your hand. So if you don't have a partner, Zion, who are you looking at? We are blessing. We standing up. Is it blessing or eh? Oh yeah. Ladies first, Abby. No, you just, sorry, men first. Yeah. So can you say, His own is now, I'm happy to see you. His own is, we thank you. I didn't say you come back already. Just stay there. So I want you to look at the next person to you. I didn't say you stand up, this man. Sit down now. Eh? Tell them that I'm happy to see you. Amen. You can come back to your seat now. You made it look very awkward, but it's okay. Eh? Hallelujah. It's so good to see every one of us. How was our week? How is everyone at home? Anthony, I think you can come and sit down now. Please let me appreciate Anthony. Thank you very much. You know, one of the things you should quickly resolve and quickly say to yourself or say about yourself is that all the gifts that you have will be used for God, because you will be blessed with different gifts, but not just gifts. Amen. Look at me. Look up. You know, make a decision early. If you have a voice, make a decision early that this voice would only be used for to sing praises to the Lord. If you're blessed with, maybe you can play keyboard. Quickly make a decision early, particularly now, that these my fingers will not play in Fela's shrine. Now, I will tell you just for free. It's not an expensive information. Are you with me? The people that are using their gifts in the club, in the bar, or maybe using it for worldly music. Some of them learned, or some of them got that gift in the temple of God. That gift by somebody praying on them or laying hands on them. And so, it's always good that very early you tell yourself, at times it's your smartness as well. Do you know if God does not take over your intelligence, Yahoo boys would help you know that you are very brilliant and you can make $10,000 per day. Amen. Or Yahoo girls. Because when we always say Yahoo boys, we always think it's... And even Nigerian police don't know that fraud is not gender sensitive. Yes. They are Yahoo girls as much as they are what? Yahoo boys. And so make a decision early. Huh? Tell yourself that all that I have and all that is within me, I will use it to serve God. For me, what I tell myself every day is all the money that I have, I will use it to serve God. All the intelligence. At times I could look intelligent. And if the opportunities that come your way test the resolve of your decision, if you have not made a decision quickly that you will not add zero to the back of 5,000 naira or $5,000, when the opportunity comes, you wouldn't compromise. Same also, you know, I could play the keyboard in an amazing way. The day they will give me that contract that I should come and play for somebody that I know, that this one does not have any iota of desire to glorify God, I wouldn't accept the contract, regardless of how much they put on the paper. Amen. Now, let me say this also. It's also not expensive, the information. If you don't practice to make decisions now, you will make the cheapest compromise. You know, compromises are different levels. If you don't start saying no with the devil, small, small, and you're waiting for, you know, when the devil brings that gigantic temptation, I will say no, no. Is small nose that become big nose. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's small nose that become what? Big nose. Like for example, if you just start saying no to 5K of, yeah, come on, help us mix this song, we'll do, that will not use to glorify God. Do you get my point? If you collect 5K now, you collect 5 million naira. That's what I mean by small nose. They come together to shield you when you need to make a big no. And don't forget, devil does not hear no once. Let me say it again. Devil does not what? Hear no once. He's very stubborn. Actually, his adjective is a stubborn devil. It's not a devil that you say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Leave me alone. You say, okay, I'll leave you alone. I'm coming back next week. Oh. And that's the kind of devil that we are dealing with. You know, even for Jesus, after he tempted him, troubled his soul, the Bible said he did what? Eh? He departed for a season. He left for a while. How will you be that wicked? You know, some of you would have thought, if you have that type of Jesus' temptation, devil will know everyone. You know, you come and you say that's your mark. Like you finish your own temptation. Devil left him for a what? A while. And we don't know how long. Maybe it was just 1 hour. No. It was not written. I always like it when you say something is not written. So you can guess. You can guess far, you can guess near. Say he left him for a while. Imagine, oh, Jesus. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Shekinah glory. He said he left. He didn't even say, okay, now I have understood now that you are the Son of God. I will not trouble myself. You know? And Jesus' temptation was in different order. And he passed, you know, like literally, you know when he tempts me, like, ah, okay, we know you can't be tempted. And they would leave him just to be enjoying what he wants to do. And so even for your Lord and personal Savior,
He only left you for a while. You that are thinking he has left you, you are deceiving yourself. Your Lord, oh, your Lord, King, Maker, Almighty God, Omniscience, Omnipotent, yes, he left him for a while. You are not she anything. You are not we anything. You are doing and you are living as if he has left you. When he has even built house, tabernacle, he has given people boys' quarter. He's collecting rent. And you are not aware that your small nose to the devil is what would save you in the day of trouble. You know, the Bible says if you fail in the day of adversity, it says your strength is little. Now, what that could imply that when the real deal comes and you fail, that means you've always been failing. You never had strength. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so make that decision early. That whatever you have, whatever gift you have, whatever money you have, whatever intellect you have, I know you understand what I'm saying, Abby. Whatever you have, whatever you are blessed with, you know, just look at yourself and just, whoa, how amazing I am. You know? Beauty, kindness, smartness, intelligence, speech. You know, some of you can speak English very well. You know, I was watching the Holy Ghost Congress, Holy Ghost Night. Sorry, what was the right name? Holy Ghost Service. Yesterday, it was anchored by teenagers. You know, you're just talking to 100 people, you're already. This one, they were talking to millions. So there was one of them, his English was, man, oh God, don't be not. He was, when you went clear. I was telling my wife that, I wish I can also speak like this. Yes, he's, you know this one, their English teacher, they are paying him well. His English was clear. Get. You know, we learned ABC with A for Apple. You know, some of you now are learning, or you've learned. You can't say we are learning again. You've learned, maybe you learned. How many of you learned the alphabet with sound? It's your brother that is helping you know. I'm sure Anthony did not learn that with. How many of you learned alphabet with sound? Sound. Ah, wow. That's interesting. Amen. And so whatever you have, tell yourself that it would only be for God. It would only what? Be for God. Because when you know you will be blessed, then you need to start making decisions on how you will behave yourself when the blessing comes. So it's not a question of whether you all will be great. See, me knowing that you guys are here, and you're hearing the words that can make God happen to you, then it means you'll be blessed. There's nobody that God happens to that is not blessed. See, one of the fruit of God encountering you, or you encountering God, is that you will be blessed. There's a part of God's encounter with you that brings blessing. Amen. But your own disposition is that, God, whatever blessing you bring my way, whatever blessing you bring my way. You know, I think I remember there was a time it was Anthony, we were speaking to them that, and Anthony, if you remember, he was also here. He said, you know, and I think I was speaking to you with someone else that, you know, your artistic gift, somebody else is using to draw naked people. I don't know if some of you can still remember, and that we're really trusting God. You will not just leave that idea that there's a type of imagery that people are not, artificial intelligence is not going there. Man, I want to go there. You get. And so you, it's a decision you have to make. It's not God that will make that decision for you. You know, don't even say God, don't let the opportunity come. No, you make the decision. Because it's not God that will bring the opportunity your way. I mean, opportunity. Bible says it doesn't tempt us, right? So it's not God that will bring. It's not God that will say, "I want to test you now, whether this gift is for me." No, it's devil that wants to prove where your resolve is. that who owns that gift? It's not God. God gave it to you. Bible says the gift of God is what? It's without repentance. So he gave it to you. So even the one that is using his keyboard now, that would, you know, there was a day I saw a clip. I didn't even watch it. I just saw the caption. And I was even really looking out to listen to it, but somehow I didn't listen to it. I think it was one of these popular music stars. I can't even remember her name. But she's a female. So her band, they were in a lift. And they were singing worship song. And they were singing worship song. Now if you are not saved, and this guy is singing worship. Oh wow, wow. And yeah, it was all rhyming, they were blending, they were singing hymns. But we know they want to go and murder people. They want to go and lead people to hell. That's what I mean by before, some of you might not understand my use of word. I'm going to tell your mommy at home that, pastor said there, somebody wants to go and murder people. Yeah. You know, our congregation now is mixed. So I have to be careful. And so, you know, they were singing worship and... Now, you brother, that you'll be struggling to be listening to our music. Did you hear that one? Or some of you that just, the guy just mentioned God inside. And yeah, just mentioned God. And you know it was here also we said that your spirit would know. How many of you still remember our conversation? I'm not saying anything new. You know it was here, there was them, somebody was asking, you know, should I listen to reggae? And we said, your spirit, and I remember even using this man for example. We use him for example. Thank God, God is reminding us our old syllabus. So you have to make that decision, huh? No, don't even say that. What do I have? I don't have anything now. No, I don't have anything now. No, you, because you are here, you would have gifts. You will be blessed. So you know that you've seen God, even though there's, I can't really see much now, whatever you give to me, I would only use it for your glory. You know, you've seen the video play drum set in church now. I've seen the clips now. I've seen the clips. Playing drum set in church. Or maybe the one that will say that, I started out singing in church. You've heard, at times, if you watch, is it The Voice or one of these programs, some of them will say they started singing in church. But we know that some of them, by time they engage the world gives them meaning or identity. It's no longer the God-given identity anymore. You know, they just give the lady a contract. You know, those people, they sign contract. And it's not small money. You get it. You know, I mean, they signed bad contracts, like millions of dollars, and some maybe naira. They give you what you don't have, you get, and you to your head will just grow, not you forget what you never had, and all your resolve you wash them down the drain. Some will even say, I'll come and repent later. You get. But devil never promised you that there's an exit door when you enter his zone. Hallelujah. So make that decision, right? Make that decision. Some of you will be blessed with intellect. Like, you'll just be very smart. You're not the very creative guy, but you're just smart. Any formula, you would mess it up. In the way everybody is trusting God for further mass, you are not trusting God for further mass. You're already applying the mass. Do you get? But that your intellect, or that your intelligence, they are using it to solve fraud. But some people are also using it to create fraud. You know, recently, how many of you know Flutterwave? Was hacked, and I think the money they stole was to the tunes of billions. But it's somebody that sat down and figured out that there's a loophole here. Now let me tell you something. If you are smart, You can do many bad things. Let me quickly tell you now. Let me even give you the one that happened to me. You know, there was a day. And don't let me go and say the app now before you guys go and withdraw your money there. So a very popular savings app. Popular savings app. It's so funny. It doesn't happen once. It doesn't happen twice. This one even happened. The recent one happened in March. Some things happen steadily to them. It's only me and the CEO that knows. So is that, like, I'll just say, Oga, your app is leaking. When is it leaking? It's dashing people money. So there was this, I made a withdrawal of about 700K. Just made a withdrawal. And some of you are already calculating. If you made a withdrawal of 700K, how much is in the, this one is, it was my seed. I needed to sow seed. So I withdrew the money. I withdrew the money. And one of the responsibilities of a child of God that will treat is giving. Don't worry. So when I withdrew the money, it didn't know debit. It didn't debit. It was still showing that this money is there. I already got the money. I already sent the money out of my account. So it wasn't that the money did not drop in my account. You know, this fake alert. So it wasn't fake alert. It was a real credit. I got the credit alert. And I made a transfer of the whole money that I wanted to transfer out. And so that means it was real. But it wasn't showing. It was still there. Not that it was even just showing. It was still there. And I could still possibly make the withdrawal. Now, as a sharp guy, there are many things you can do. But as a God's child, you can't do many things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, this is the very recent one. And immediately I just sent you people have started messing up again. I sent a message to the CEO. And interestingly, it was happening everywhere. Like, they didn't know. So even my own resolve not to use my smartness to do bad is saving many other people it's blocking many other opportunities for people that intend to use their own, maybe their own brain still. And so, you would never say that, you know, God, don't bring the opportunity. You can say, I was just on my own. I just wanted to withdraw my money, Abby, and see the opportunity. So it's not to say that God, don't bring the opportunity. It's for you to say that God, this is what I will use with my smartness. Yeah, some of us are very smart. Someone like Inkana is smart. But if you don't quickly tell yourself that this brain, Okpolo Dimoni, you know Okpolo is even from head. Okpolo is that you have something in the head. When you see someone, Bobo is Lokpolo. But this guy has brain. You know when they say this guy has brain, it's not like there's no brain inside the head though. It's just that his own head is not empty. Do you get? You know when they say coconut head? What I'm saying is there's a head without brain. And there's another head that has brain. It's a way to just yab people. It's not that there's no brain in one or there's brain in the other. No, some have sense. Smart. Can quickly figure out things. But if you don't quickly make that resolve, there are plenty of opportunities that the devil will bring your way. You know, the last one I remember now is, you know, I was telling God that by the time I go to school, I don't want to meet a bad person. Which kind of prayer is that? That's the example where I said, yeah, you're saying, God, don't bring the opportunity. I told God, God, please, I know I'm not a strong Christian yet. I know I've not given my, that was the only prayer I prayed to school. I've not given my life to Christ, but I said, we must pray this one. God, don't let me meet any bad person. Because whenever I hold one thing and I have faith in it, I trust it, I will continue that. Even if it's to be worshiping idol, if my faith is in a thing. Ah, that's where you find me. If I've seen the truth behind the thing, you can't take it away from me. So I couldn't know myself that. If God picks one thing like this, I can't do many things. So it's not to meet bad person. Because by the time both of you start the bad thing, I'll collect from you. I'll be the one leading you on the bad journey. But you never see this one, you never try this one. Like, okay, if I slow down, yeah, just 1 month. I know. Me, I'll be doing overnight, I'll be doing research. So I said, God, I don't want to meet any bad person. The day I met one, I said, God, you don't mess up. Oh. It was one bad guy from my secondary school. The guy drinks. So I knew that I must not meet this guy. Because if I meet him, if our relationship starts, I don't know what can come out of it. So when I saw him in the reading hall, I was so like, God. But I'd given my life to Christ before that meeting. Before seeing him. And I remembered my prayer. And I told myself that I won't still be his friend. Because after I gave my life to Christ, I made those resolve. It wasn't anymore the prayer that I prayed before I got born again, that God, don't bring the opportunity. It was more of the resolve I now made after I gave my life to Christ. So please make those decisions. Make the decision that you will not have a boyfriend until God says, this is the man you marry. If you don't make it, see, they will come. They will come. I'm serious. People will come. See, opportunities will not wait for you to say, come. They will come. They will come. If you don't make a decision to be holy and say, God, is when it comes, I will not take any step. No. See, you will be swimming. By the time the opportunity comes, you'll be swimming towards it. You say, it's carrying me. No, you didn't make any decision to stand. You know? Or you're going to school, quickly make all those decisions. I will not do this. If they are having anything beyond 6 o'clock, they will not find me there. I remember when I went to Sweden, I told myself all those things before I went there. Because I don't know what will happen there. And so it was very strange. Even the way I was living, I was like, wow. I was alone. You know, imagine going with a group of people and you didn't socialize. You know, when they finish this thing, the people organizing the program, they say they've arranged another thing in a club, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll just, okay. Hey, Lord, whoever. I'm in front of the hotel. But where did you go? When did you leave? I don't come on since. You even did not see me. Gone. Anyone by me? No. I'm serious. You have to make resolves. Some things are expensive to you now. People will provide to you. They'll provide it to you on a platter of gold. Maybe because you don't have money now to go to club. They will tell you they've booked all the club for you. Go to anywhere. You know, you just imagine, why is it even a club? You know, if you have not made any decision, what do they even do there? Your innocence and stupidity. That's what naivety is. You don't know anything, but you're stupid. Yes, that's being naive. What are they even doing there? Let me just even see the bouncers at the door. If you don't make a resolve, I told myself that, until they asked me that, what's always happening in my room? I say, after I leave here, I start, even when I'm not ready to talk to my wife, I start a call by force. Like, I'll start the call immediately after I leave work. Even at times I'll be tired, I will not tell her that. But that's my safety net. I know that if I cut the call, I want to go and look for something. I say, let's talk. Even at times, I'll just be showing her the road. See the road sign? If you think, you should be a man enough, you know, some people will tell you that, maybe you are just, until I found somebody like me today. I'm like, so will be too. A lady. Any small thing, she will talk. That's left. I found another, she's a Christian. She's a powerful now. I won't. She's even more strict than me. Ah, me, you're not saying, amigo, I'm not even strict. Oh, ah. So I said, following her. So if you don't make the resolve, honestly, you won't even know that there are other people also making decisions like you until you make it. You know, you're telling me, you might think that the whole world is not making a decision for God. You may just think the sinners are too much. Ah, God, how you they cope? Make me say, join them now. If you can't beat them, you join them. No. See, the day you start making decisions, you will find your fellow decision makers. You find out, wait, you are standing for Jesus. You're standing for Jesus. Ah, how for now? Back, back. When we go do fellowship? Even the one that is not standing, you say, I mean, I want to do fellowship. I'm like, oh, God. That was what happened there. The person that he went to the club on Saturday, he said, when are we doing fellowship, guys? I said, we're not doing any fellowship. We are not doing any fellowship. He said, I just want us to just share the word of God together. I'll go and see that before you start giving us flyer. So you have to take a stand. Tell somebody, take a stand. Please take a stand. Please. Please. I'm really, really, really begging you. Take a stand. See, there's even no place you can go to on this earth that if you have a resolve for Jesus, it will take you through. Remember that they will say, ah, don't go to any land. I don't know if they told Pastor Kenneth this too. There's one guy. Ah, if I see, his name is Pepe Stiko. That's his nickname. Rizik. Said, Unilag, ah, everybody's just walking naked. Ah, don't go to Unilago. Don't go to Unilago. So before I left secondary school, that's what we always say. Don't go to Unilago. See, you can't even open your eyes. You have to be closing your eyes like this. You have to be closing your eyes. There's naked girls everywhere. You see, Unilago. That's what he said. He said that the fear that I was like, ah, which kind of school would be that you can't open your eyes to look? When I applied, I was just, ah, where are they? I can't find them because I'm always in chapel class poster. Chapel class poster. Where will I see? Is if I not carry my slippers, now walk to where I should not go to. That's when I will see what I should not see. I don't know where Bro Pepe Stiko is now. I would have told him that I've graduated now. And we got some of them saved. Yeah. See, your resolve is someone else's salvation. You know, I remember there was a particular bus that was going to the club almost about 12 o'clock in the midnight. So we had a group. We were a group of friends. See, I won't anger that people are not saved. It's like, you're not saved. You are not saved. Why are you not saved? Why are you not? Sorry. So sorry. He's already scared. I'm sorry. I should have used somebody else. That cane is too much. I'm sorry. Where's Joshua? We need to buy food for this man. He must not cry after service. Ah, I really beat him. But yeah, that's how we beat. Like, you're not saved. You're not saved. What are you doing with your life? You're not saved. Yeah. So we our own anger, because we can't be angry with anything. Some of that. So we express our anger with you not being saved. So there was this bus. It was a 50-seater, like the one Abilegba guys bring to this place on, yeah, coastal bus. Yeah, it was full. Girls going to the club, naked girls, like not dressing appropriately. And I'm going to my message, which is on dressing today. So one of us now go angry, the normal anger. His name is Effie King. He worships at Lord Chosen. Have you seen Lord Chosen people before? See, they are another version. They are the, so they have a portion of MFM. Then they have a portion of Deeper Life. Then not charismatic on top. Yes. That's, so their holiness is not slow holiness. It's aggressive holiness. So it was, his name is Effie King. So he was part of our group. So he was one that went to, Kemi, I'm telling you another story, Abby. So he went. So he said, that bus no they go. He said, ah, if you leave the bus now, these ones are not your members. He said, no, the bus no they go anywhere. The bus no they go. The bus no. I said, okay, no alarm. If you keep the bus, okay, we go and evangelize. That bus was empty. The driver did not drive anybody outside of the school. So your own stand is someone else's. See, by then, even if the word he was saying, God was, you're going to hell. He said, okay, I'll preach now. He said, no. Hell, you as I'm looking, hell. Everybody just walk back to their, they didn't go to club that day. At least, maybe that day, they took break. The next day, the guy did not park there. The guy, you know, they always park people. They park girls outside of the campus. So you have to make a resolve, make a decision. And you will find out that you are not the only one on that path. It's not a lonely path, though. At least God has not told you it's lonely yet. So don't tell yourself it's a lonely path. Lord, I'm the only one. You're not the only one. You have many brothers. You have many sisters. And so did that day you get to school, just go and look for your brothers and look for your sisters. Hallelujah. Okay. I think that's about that. Let's quickly look at another responsibility of a child of God. We'll look at, it's in the context of dressing, but also with more dressing in view. Amen. Let's rush. Let's look at Philippians 4, 5. Habakkuk, please, let's be fast. Philippians 4, 5. How many of you were blessed with the first analogies that I made? Please make a resolve. Don't wait for $1 million to hit your account before you know what you do. See, my first million, this is what I'm doing with it. My first billion, this is what I'm doing with it. Write it. You can even write it down. Write it on paper or write it on your phone. My first endorsement, this is what I will say. This is what it should be. If it's not this, it won't be. Make the resolve. Philippians 4, 5. Let your... Okay. Okay, let's look at it in KJV. No. Go back there. Just verse 5. I think he used the phrase moderacy instead of gentleness. KJV. Just go to your Bibles. Habakkuk is. Yes, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 2, 8 to 10. 1 Timothy 8 to 10. Thank you, Jesus. Where's Joshua now? You should not forget, though, I have to buy food for this my guy that I beat. I really beat him. Ah. It's that old spirit that came back. That was way weird. But I even told you some of the things we were doing then. And there was a point in time we held the school, held bound. The joint campus fellowship had to come and visit us. There was a party. Are you there? I have gist though. Don't let me go to. I just remembered one party now that we also scattered. Yeah. I'm like my father and the Lord. You know Papi to the bust speaker before? When they are playing what they don't want them to play. 1 Timothy 2, 8. I will therefore that men pray. Yeah. Is it 1 Timothy 2, 8 to 10. Okay. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Amen. So there are other scriptures I want us to read. But before we do that, I'll just make some quick notes. And if you can write down, fine. If you can't, but just please listen. Listen attentively. So, you know, while I was coming to talk about this, the first thing I wanted to, that came to mind first was an excuse that we should deal with. I'm sure most likely maybe 99% of us, or let me be conservative, maybe 80% of us, our beers are still being sponsored, right? Maybe 80 or 70. Some of you are already maybe buying out of your pocket. Do you get my point? For me, I could even remember, even till I was, let me come and shame myself. They were still buying my clothes. Do you get my point? And I wasn't also a clothes person. I'm the type that you buy clothes for maybe once in 4 years. I can wear, and that picture you see with my wife, how many of you have seen that picture in school? That lace. If I tell you when they stole it, I cried. Because, you know when you are one with a clothes? Yes, I was already one with that lace. They stole it. If they didn't see, I can't have it now, but maybe I'll just put it in a museum. So I don't know how to, maybe I'm wearing this clothes today, wear another clothes. I didn't have jeans throughout my teenage years. I never had jeans throughout my teenage years, even after teens. I think the first jean I bought was, I think I bought it myself. So I wasn't the clothes person. And so I don't want some of you to excuse yourself from this subject. You get. You might say, it's my mommy that is buying my clothes for me now. It's what they buy for me that I will wear. You know? And some of you probably also say that I really don't have clothes. Like, this doesn't really matter to me. So I want to start the conversation first from not more dressy, but from cleanliness. Amen. Because also the boys too could also exempt themselves, because this scripture speaks to the female, right? That the female should dress in moderacy. And there's a reason why the scripture had to and make that emphasis on the female. And I don't know if time might not permit us to look into the breakdown or the much details, and we can pick it up later. So I'm picking this up first from cleanliness. And the first thing I want to say is, and I know we've said this before, not as a sermon, dig it, that as a child of God, your cleanliness is a worship. As a child of God. So, for example, let's. How many of you, if you were God, you would want to give an encounter to someone that his space and himself is. How many of you have been to Ojota before, where they do the refuse dump? Yeah. How many of you want, if you're a God, you will give somebody encounter there? You get, like a God that has nose. You get, let's imagine, you know, our God does not have nose, you know, but let's, like a God that can smell, a God that can perceive, you know. You want to have an encounter with someone. You know, you wouldn't mind. You wouldn't mind plates of 4 days ago, plus pots, amalapot in one side, like you wouldn't mind. And the person, the guy has not changed his boxers for like 15 days. Yes, 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 yes. You can see that even you, God, you are not God yet. You're like, Yes. See, your physical cleanliness is also a sign of your spiritual health. No. See, when someone says that, the reason I've not had my bath is because I'm on the mountain, the person is not meeting with the Lord. Or the person says, I mean, the reason why my clothes is smelling is I've not had time to, you know, I don't have time for earthly things anymore. What's perfume? You are still carnal. You're using perfume. Oh my goodness, God will deliver you. God will deliver your soul. No, no, no. It's you that God will deliver your own soul. And so, in dressing, I want us to pick it first from cleanliness, which is you dressing clean. Now, when I say dress clean, I'm not saying go and wear what you cannot. It's not even about what you are wearing, whether it's in vogue or not in vogue. It's that what you're wearing is washed, maybe starched. You have starch, money for starch. Yeah, but it's washed. You know what they call wash and wear? Now, it's because they just want you to wash. Now, you might forget iron. That's why they call it wash and wear. That means you just pick it from the hanger, and hopefully you don't have bugs in your area. And you put it on. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because in this, our age group, particularly for the boys, a shirt smelling is not smelling. Like a shirt smell, it's like you are immune to the smell. It's like they were like you can't, and you have the spirit, and you're speaking in tongues. Now let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. God intends that you are well rounded in every aspect of your life. Amen. And so even if it's a case of, oh, I don't have new clothes, ensure that even the one you have is washed. See, they've not beaten anybody for carrying his or her clothes to the river to go and wash. Even if you say there's no water in our area. At least God has blessed every state with river. If you are the only one still going to Ogun River to go and wash your clothes, glory be to God. But that's not even your case. And now I'm even speaking to the guys. And I will speak to you because I was also in your shoes. Yes, I wouldn't tell you, like, even though I was health prefect, but I don't know why they gave me health prefect. It wasn't because of that my clothes was all that amazing. But I'm telling you now, you know, as someone who has gone ahead of you, that your appearance speaks a lot about you. Now, even before we look at modesty, the state of what you're wearing is important. So as a child of God, ensure you. It's so simple, but I'm saying it. Ensure you wash your clothes. Now, some of you don't even want to write it down. Like, how will I show this sermon notes to them at home now? Yes, ensure you wash your clothes. See, let me tell you something. See, even if I want to prophesy to you, and at least you're not a madman that we know. Even if a madman, the reason why they will say go and bath for him first is so that they can hug him and do impartation for him. Oh, you're not. So let me use this one. Is not aggressive. Don't worry. Oh, trust me. Let me say the Lord is inspiring me now that I should, as much as I have received, I should give to you. And immediately I'm hugging. All my spiritual senses are shutting down. Because it's not just that the clothes smell, you've not ironed the smell. You know those clothes? Where you've not ironed it again. You didn't wash it. The boys are agreeing with me. This one I did last week. I just took the trouser. Fiam. Spray. You know? Like I'm saying, they will say, okay, Laulu, go and impact him. And as I'm not able to connect. Because you are choking me. Yes. Thank you so much. So whatever you have. And now the reason why, I think this is not a problem for the females, right? I think. No, hold on, wait. There are ladies we have seen that are dirty. I'm not disputing that. But this is more prevalent with the boys. And the thing is, they still do find boy on top of this thing, you know. That's one that always shocked me when, as I have grown. Like, how can you still be doing? Yes, I want us to. If you hope it's not, I've chased you away. That's why if you're a guy here, or I mean a female as well. See, don't promise great life tomorrow. I mean, what I mean by great life? Oh, I'll be wearing the best of the best, best clothes, best designer. Don't promise God that God, when I have a new shoe, I'll be polishing it. No, polish the old one. That's what makes you deserving of a greater life. You know, there was a Wednesday that Papi said, "You see, is you doing what you have to do now that makes you great? Not that, oh God, when I'm great, I will aim for the sky." No, if you're not aiming for the sky now, you can't promise God that you will aim for the sky then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm serious with what I'm saying, even though if it's very interesting. See, let me even tell you. I personally wouldn't necessarily bless you because you don't have. That wouldn't necessarily be the premise of me blessing you. My premise of blessing you is even how you use what you have. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's you wanting to be blessed is not just because you don't have. Let me tell you, the reason why you are even blessed is how well you use what you have. That's the premise for blessing. The premise for blessing is not because I don't have. Bible says, he that is faithful in a little, what will happen to him? More. The premise of increase, the premise of a blessing, it's because you have been found faithful in what you have. I hope you're good. You're good? Okay. So, my guys, huh? See, it's not even a big deal. Just tell yourself that these are the things that you need to do as a human being. There's no eternal revelation behind this. But I'm saying it to you now so that you know that God is also interested in your cleanliness. God is interested in your cleanliness. God is interested in your what? In your cleanliness. My guys, have you heard? I know some of you are angry already. But I will tell you what you need to know. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6. And I want us to just allow these things sink in, you know. Because if you really know that, Habakkuk, 1 Corinthians 6. If you know that your body is the temple of the Lord, and you were given the privilege to dress the temple of the Lord, will it be that thing you want to put on yourself that you will put on the temple of the Lord? So let's read 1 Corinthians 6 that tells us about we being the temple of the Lord. No, we'll go to verse 12. Let's start from verse 12. We're going to 20. Quickly. Some of us are familiar with this. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meat for the belly, and belly for the meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for what? Fornication, but for the what? For the Lord, and the Lord for the what? For the body. And God hath both raised us up, the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two said, he shall become one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. No, let's stop there. Now, it says you are bought with a what? The price. So you are not a subject to put anything, to be put anything on. Like, just put anything on. Put anything on, whether it's worthy, whether it's not worthy. You know, one thing to also even notice that because you know you are very, very valuable, that's why you're bought with a price. Your perception of how you dress should give glory to God. Hallelujah. And so this will bring me to the thought around modesty, which, well, I think they're back from Abeokuta. Glory to Jesus. Amen. And so this will bring me to modesty, which some of us might be familiar with the word modesty. Does anybody know what modesty means? Modesty, 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 modesty. Anybody? Decency, the moderation. That's when you want to define anything. Just put Sean in front of it. Modesty, decency. But the next question is, what's decency? So modesty, modesty. What's modesty, Chika? Eh? When you're modest. That's another lazy way of, just remove the Y in front of it. Modesty, what's decency? Eh? On a zoom in. Ah, I'm not sure. I didn't say you are wrong, but I'm not sure. Let's hold on. I know you might be saying it from another angle. Okay, yes, yes. When you're not doing too much or too less. Modesty. Modesty. Ebenezer. What was it? Hold that one yourself. I want to confuse the man of God. Hold it yourself. You want to once. What does that mean? I understand what he's saying, but he wants to confuse us. Like, where do we start explaining that one from? You know, modesty? Eh? Appropriate, yes, in some sense, appropriate. Not too high or not too much, not too less. Modesty, someone here? You were speaking the other day. I don't think modesty should be... Please bring mic for us. Ah, you gave us definition for very tough topics. Oh, she was one that used the man as a fly. So good to see you. See, we brought mic for you. Yeah, modesty. Yeah, I think that will be the last person so that I can.
I just feel it's the act of just acceptable, like, I don't know, just publicly being publicly acceptable. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I Being modest is like
being decent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. No, Anthony, you can have your seat. Amen. You know, the first thing I want us to know is that always ensure that your dressing is to be done in moderation. Amen. You can write that down. Your dressing should always be done in moderation. Particularly as a lady, your dressing should be done. See, whenever you tell yourself or someone tells you that you are dressing to kill, that's a mindset from hell. Did you hear what I said? Whenever you tell yourself or somebody tells you, wow, quickly go and remove what will make them bah. Do you hear me? I'm telling you the truth. See, these are the traps that we set for ourselves. I'm saying, oh God, how did I allow 5 people to go to fire? I didn't know. Don't dress to kill. Rather, dress to give life. Yes, you can say, You know, yeah, we say, oh, you are dressing to kill, you are dressing to kill. As a child of God, when the use of that word itself is not edifying to you or to the hearers. And I'm not just saying to church. I'm saying everywhere. Let your dressing still remain an avenue to give glory to God. Amen. Amen. You know, there are people that dress modestly in church from Monday to Friday. Like remove the M, remove the Y. You know what it means? There's no mind of God or perspective of God in their dressing Monday to Friday. And these things are true. You know, if they find some of us in workplaces, I think I was telling you guys, there was an hotel that I went to visit. Like, a child of God should not be working in that hotel. Because their dress code, as per work dress code, there's no decency there. There's no decency there. And even if you find yourself, you know, you find yourself in a place where the guy says, his mini skirt they wear in this office, I can help you write a letter. I can vouch to write a letter that would yab him. I can vouch to help you yab him. Yes. You know, some mugas don't have sense. So they say in our office we wear miniskirts so that customers will bring customer delight. You know, customers will be happy. I'll just maybe run away from them. But if you want to write a letter that he has Holy Ghost and some, you know, mixed with Holy Ghost, some sense, and some correction. See, let me tell you why. The reason why you should dress modestly is simple. It's because your body is the temple of God. Your body is not an objection or to project anything other than God. Now, it's not to say, I'm just comfortable in my dress. You know, you've heard that language before. Yeah, is that comfortable in my dress has led to many things. Huh? Oh, I'm just comfortable. Now, in your own world, you are also in the world with other people. So it's not, if you're comfortable in privacy, yes, maybe. But when you appear before men, is with moderation. Amen. See, as a child of God, there was a day I saw a lady on Twitter. If you come and argue with me that maybe she's a child of God, I'll slap you. Yes. Yeah. The reason why I'll slap you is the addressing does not pass the message of that child of God. Addressing, I'm not saying addressing in our room. I'm saying addressing public, not even just even publicly, social media. Literally doesn't have anything. And no, you might probably want to say, oh, you know, maybe Pastor Lalo did not grow up with, you know, we always define some things to be relative. Like, oh, maybe he grew up as a deeper life. Imagine me growing up as a deeper life. I only knew pleated skirts. How many of you have seen pleated skirts before? Some of you have you seen pleated skirt before? Like it's layered on each other. Like there's no room to see anything. It just is layered on top of. And you might be thinking, oh, maybe this man grew up in a family that is pleated skirt. They were not wearing, or they don't usually wear trousers. Females don't wear trousers. Yeah, there are many subjects that people argue over. Huh? You probably even heard in different places, men don't wear what men should not wear. Women should not. Now, that's not what I'm talking. I'm not talking those things. Now, I'm talking the ones you clearly know that your mission is to kill. Like, you know that, wangba. You know, anytime you dress and you say wangba, and it's not, and you've not said that, like, okay, I'm dressing to, I mean, there's no husband to dress to impress now. So your dressing is not meant to put you in a place where you become an object. Like, we are just looking at you, and anytime we're looking at you, we are not seeing the daughter of Zion. We are seeing another person's daughter. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something that you might probably say, all the clothes I have today, I didn't buy them myself. They bought it for me. Now, whether that's the case or whether that's not the case, the word of God will always be true. He says that your body is the temple of the Lord. And because you were bought with a price, you have to cherish, you have to see the way you are dressing. You have to ask, is this what the body or the temple of the Lord should wear? Everybody's wearing a, what do you call this one that is very tight? Eh? No, it's not. Eh? How did you know? I was thinking it's the female that will say it, but yeah, I think that's the, you know, tight trousers. You know, I want to jog, you know, this is what they wear to the gym now, you know, just to exercise. Now, see, God knows your heart. And because you know that God knows your heart, the word of God says, see, the adornment on your body is not for the pleasing or the pleasing of the sight of men. Yeah, this lady is, or this girl is. Yes, you can still go to the gym in modesty. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't go to the gym again. If you don't go to the gym, you just gain weight. We'll use it, you come and lose it in prayer work. There are many avenues to lose weight. At least me now, I've kept fit at prayer conferences. I've not gone to one gym. Don't be praying. Before you go like this. You have lost the same calories that you burn. You know, we burn calories in church too. You don't know. The way we clap at times is for calorie's sake. So you can still do all of those activities, but yet with a mind that my body is the temple of the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. People have invited demons into their spaces because of the way they dress. The word is free. The word is free. The word is free. You have carried demon. And so I'm telling you so that as you grow up, this informs, because you may say that I don't have money to go and buy anything inside my wardrobe. Because you have money to buy something. Because there will be a day you walk into a boutique and you can buy anything. And you say, wait, so me, Matilda Beach. Why did I go to the beach? And the last time I went to the beach, I could not buy. Okay, please just give me that, And when they ask you to write the name on your receipt, you say, Esha Dai. That's your first name. See, as a child of God, you must not have a reservation for sin. It must not be when we want to do get together that we'll be saying, hey, what will Lord will, hey. Like, they just know that when it's not church service. And even some don't even, see, some even, right when they are still even coming to church, the modesty is not yet in their dressing. And what we are saying today is, when you dress, when you wear anything that is called clothes, you must think modesty to it. You must ensure your body is not just, see, dress. See, I don't think there's nothing unfashionable about covering your body. It is very fashionable. Yeah, I'm serious, it is. It is very, I wish I was a female, I could have told you that men are fashionable like this. But yeah, there are people that you're looking up to, right? You know, some of you might even say, oh, when they call Bash in our class now, you know, how will I dress? How will I dress to the party? Yes, wear that thing that is moderate. Yes. Because see, you might think maybe I'm not saying what I should not say. See, the exposure of your body is a problem to you and a problem to humanity. Did you hear what I said now? It's a problem to you. And it's also a problem to humanity. I mean, to people around you. But when you put on something that is modest, you are a blessing to yourself and to the people around you. You know why I said that this is not a problem for the guys, Abby? But let me imagine a guy that is arguing. You are a problem. You are a problem. Yes. Because even the sagging itself, do you know where it came from? It came from the prison. Abi, now, you've heard the gist. It came from prison. Sagging. You put your trousers at your buttocks. And some of the ladies here are also talking to a sag. You see that both of you are sharing the same sense. You are sharing the same 1 megabyte sense. Yes. There's no way God can glorify himself through that one. Will he carry power? No. No, he won't carry power. He won't carry grace. You might say, oh, Pastor, is it grace will shop? Yeah, he won't also carry prosperity. Yeah. See, you should even start telling yourself now, I can't marry somebody that is dressing this way. Yeah, as a female. See, let me tell you something, guys, ladies. Dressing is cheap. See, what is expensive is your heart. Dressing is what? It's cheap. I remember God telling me that some years back. See, you can combine a cricket. Well, blah, 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 blah. And no, they will hardly even come and look at the back of your clothes. But the message is, you don't put yourself on the altar of slaughter because of what people are wearing. Your beauty is not in exposing your body. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know we've said it before that you don't wait until men tell you you're beautiful before you start getting. No. God has told you you're beautiful already. So you don't need to objectify yourself. You don't need to say, oh, I'm growing. No. No. I'm here. No. I'm not here. By the time you pray in tongues, they're going to leave you. I'm serious. See, if you're saying, oh, boys always come around me. No, first, check yourself. And you might say, oh, ah, the boys should control themselves. No, no. Let's leave the people that don't have sense yet. Let's talk to you that want to have sense. That you have a responsibility to dress modestly. Hallelujah. So I'll put a pause on this. And the other scriptures I want us to look at to really understand this. I think we have Romans, 1 Peter, and Proverbs to look at. But please, guys, don't forget what I said. Me, I will not bless you if you are not clean. God might most likely not tell somebody to go and bless you when he knows that you will choke the person. Smell. So you dress clean. I mean, some of you did not prepare to come and hear this type of sermon. That I will truly lay by until you're alone. Where are we going to archive this? Please ensure you share this message after. This is what they should be choking them Monday, Tuesday. Have you listened? Wale, did you hear me? That's your own instruction. Be choking them with it. Yes. Wash your clothes. Wash. You know, see, tell yourself that, see, God has every reason to bless me. Because you've maximized what you have. You know, some of you have clothes, too, but it's because you've not washed them. It's when they do sanitation, they will know you have clothes. They say, hey, la, lulo, cash, wow. Because of you, they go and hire a buffer. Because you have used 1 year clothes inside a cupboard. Yes, I was young like you, like 1 year clothes. They say, this clothes is still here. You'll be telling yourself, well, this clothes, you are still here. Oh, my beautiful clothes. Then the next Monday, you're not allowed the old street here, what? Because you now start wearing them one again. No, wash. Don't let me even go into how to wash. No. That cannot be a message again now. Wash your clothes. I'm serious. See. I won't. See, maybe somebody else will bless you. I don't know. Pastor Kenny, will you bless? See. Wash your clothes. Wash it. If you can buy starch, starch it. Eh? Be bold in what you have. Hang on it. If you have hang on it. And for every one of us, modesty is our watchword. That we dress not to kill anyone. Even the word self going is strange. Like you are dressing to kill. You know that didn't come from God. Dress to kill. Dress to kill. Tell your neighbor that don't dress to kill. Can the sisters or the ladies tell themselves, don't dress to kill? What did he say? They don't want to tell themselves. God be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua, can you come quickly?